You're listening to The Art of Imperfect Adulting. I'm your host, Amy Stone. Here, I share stories from real people navigating the adventure that I call adulting. Are you ready? Me too. Let's do this. Hello, friends. In this episode, I'm going to introduce you to Amy Botko. We talk about community. To be specific, we talk about a time when Amy realized that she wanted a new intentional community to support her professionally. So we talk about that. We talk about the benefits of community, what it feels like to not have community, and what changed for Amy when she had the support of this new community that she found. All right. So are you ready? I think you are. Let's go do it. Amy Botko, welcome to The Art of Imperfect Adulting. I'm really happy you're here. Are you ready for a fun chat today?
I am so ready. Yes, I'm ready to dive into all the juicy stuff.
Yay. I start all my conversations asking my guests what part of the world you call home. So where are you?
I'm in Phoenix, Arizona, where it is very toasty right now. Yeah, we're melting over here.
Just for fun, what's the temperature today in Phoenix?
You know, it's probably going to be like 115.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's so crazy. I mean, it's August when we're recording this, but that's so hot.
It is hot. Well, and it's funny because, you know, people always say, when is this going to end? And it's Halloween. Yeah. It will end, you know, Halloween. It's hot until then. We are definitely not the state that, you know, we're buying those big furry, you know, Halloween costumes.
You know, it's hard to find. So I'm in Miami, Florida. And so our season usually begins to shift like a few days, maybe before yours. We usually use stone crab season as a guide. So October 15th, but Halloween itself is historically like a hot, humid suffer fest for some reason. And, you know, little kid costumes, like, you know, bears and, you know, just they're made for cold climate. They're just made for cold climate. So the kids are all red faced and sweating.
Right. They're stripping it off before they get to the second.
Exactly. The costume is in the bag with the candy. 100%. Absolutely. All right. So next warm up question. What is your favorite way to transition from a busy time or busy schedule to downtime?
I'm all about meditation. Meditation, breath work, sound healing. It really helps regulate my nervous system.
Beautiful response. I love it. So today we're going to talk about a time when you made a decision to intentionally seek out community and how that changed your day-to-day situation. I am excited for this conversation. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So there are two reasons when I was thinking about this, that this conversation really appeals to me. First of all, I have this inkling in the back of my mind that I think that what we see as community, what community means, how we create it, like how we interact together has kind of shifted in the past, I don't know, 5 to 10 years, say, right? And then also, I think that one of the most pervasive myths or illusion of adulthood, or maybe an unpleasant surprise, is that there can be related to community and how it's like just always going to be there and we don't have to seek it out and find it. So first question, how long ago was it that you realized that you were craving community?
I can actually tell you exactly. It was May of 2023.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So being an entrepreneur or a solopreneur can be extremely lonely. Right. Yeah. And I went to an event because I go to a lot of trade shows, you know, for my work. That's how, where my clients are. It's how I prospect for clients. But this event I went to was Mom 2.0. And okay. It was such, you know, a beautiful collection of women that, you know, of all areas, you know, of their entrepreneurship. And it just felt like I was at home, if you will. I was going through this burnout stage being the solopreneur, and we all do it. You know, we all feel like we're just gonna light our business on fire and start circling the LinkedIn drain and, you know, to find some corporate something. And I went to this event and it was a game changer for me. I listened to a speaker actually about podcasts. and she was talking about, you know, being a podcast guest more often. And I joined her community after the Mom 2.0 event. And it's a game changer for me.
Okay, so there's a lot in there, and since the people who are listening are like me, we don't know you yet, so I'm gonna unpack it a teeny tiny bit. So you mentioned that you were an entrepreneur, and you mentioned the word solopreneur, which means that you were alone. You actually said in the description when you pitched, you said you were hustling as a solo entrepreneur. So tell me more about what you were doing at the time, and like what was going on, how long you had been doing it.
So I have a PR agency and I started in PR about 18 years ago. I guess it was 2013, I went out on my own and I started my company Chatterbox. And it was great. At the time, you know, I was married, I had kids. It was that great work-life balance, you know, where I could make my own schedule and I could still, you know, go on play dates with my kids because I had a child in 2013. And so I had a baby when I, you know, started my own agency. And it really was so wonderful to have this, you know, support of my husband, you know, and being able to just be the mom and the business owner. Then I got a divorce and, you know, separated in 2020 and right before the pandemic.
Oh, so I was in my mind. I was like, is it before or during? Is this a lockdown separation? Because not everybody made it through lockdown.
There are a lot of divorces that came out of COVID, that is for sure. That if it wasn't where it was at, it definitely would have been. You know, being a single mom and, you know, an entrepreneur, sometimes you think you have that. The word that keeps wanting to pop out of my mouth is that scarcity. But you know, you're raising your kids. You know, I own a home. And I have a successful agency. But you know, it was when I had a client that I got like this incredible amount of coverage for, like Forbes 8 times, like you know, just. And that's just a, you know, nugget of what I secured for his brands. And when he told me that he was baffled that he didn't get more out of it, that was very that was hard to hear because I was baffled that he was baffled. I mean, being perfectly honest, because what I secured for him was incredible. So I wanted to burn it down and I wanted to just light a match and burn it down to the ground. And yeah, and so because it was, I have no control over what, you know, my clients do, right? But
So let's back up a teeny tiny second. So you started the your solo, you left a firm where you had a team and stuff like that in 2013.
no, I was in a business partnership with somebody that I started like in 2028, and then I dissolved that partnership and started my own.
So you were working on your own, and it gave you immense time freedom and independence when you had small children. And at that point, you had the support of your family And everything felt good. And then right around 2020, your life was changing and the world changed all at the same time. So you no longer had that. And also your kids were older at that point. They were a couple years older. And so one of the shifts that happens then is that you age out of the play dates sort of social circle.
Yeah, you do. Well, I mean, 12, my kids were 12 and 6. Yeah.
Okay, so you were crossing, you had one tween and one very younger one. And so I want to, so that's where you were when you began to, and you were experiencing, you had this tumultuous event with your client who was like not in alignment with you with the how great the results were, and you're like, I'm going to burn it all down. Before we dive into the shift of what you did and stuff like that, I want to back way up because we're talking about community, and I want to learn more about you and
Yeah.
your origin story. So, when you were a kid, like let's say 12, because you had a 12-year-old at the time of this. When you were like 12, were you a social kid? Did you have a big group of friends? Were you a person who joined clubs all through your life? Like, tell us about you as a person and what community like was for you.
Yeah, I'm an only child,
Okay.
and so for being an only child, I usually gravitated to small groups. Of friends. So I usually had like one really good friend, but like, big groups I was never a part of in my childhood, all through school. And then after I graduated high school and went on, my groups got bigger.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I found support in groups.
All right.
When,
So,
yeah.
yeah, supporting groups. That's fantastic. So, I mean, we all got shaken up in COVID and lockdown. So you had, layers of shakedown because you also split your marriage right beforehand, which is a different thing. What when did you realize that you were when before you went to Mom to Pona, the conference? Did you have a sense that you were longing for community or that you were missing something, or were you
I
not
had
yet
no
aware?
idea. Yeah, I really had no idea because the community that I did have, like the entrepreneur community, right?
Yeah.
That's what I didn't realize I was craving because I had community, like all of my mom friends.
Okay.
So I had community, but they didn't understand, like, what I did. And having an entrepreneur conversation with stay-at-home moms really often falls flat. So I had that, that mom support, but I felt like I needed this entrepreneur support, that type of community. So
Yeah.
I just shifted from one community to another. And I still have, the mom community, they, often don't understand what I do or the, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you brought up the word balance early on when you were talking about your job and your family. And I think that I think that balance is like a crazy word because it's like always out of balance, but it's the way we talk about it, so that's the way we go. But one of the things is the concept of expecting all things from all people, like that we will have all of our support from our family, or all of our support from our mom friends, or all of our support from our coworkers. And that's, I think that's a thing that we can all find ourselves in. And you don't notice that you've done it until it's maybe not accessible. So, slightly different question because you had this solopreneurship before lockdown, but you were working from home when you had young kids. Did you have what kind of like business support community did you have pre-lockdown, pre-COVID? Because things like shifted, they all went online. Did you have any?
None.
None. All right. So you were not like going to like,
No.
chamber of commerce meetings or lunch and
No.
learns or anything. All right. So it was all family and play dates.
Friends.
Play, yeah, family and PTA. All right. There we go. Okay. So
Yeah, PTA.
you go to Mom 2.0, and you're there is a business event for you. You're there to meet other entrepreneurs and see what they do. Tell everybody what Mom 2.0 is, since people may not know and may not be listening, or when people who are
Yeah,
listening may not know.
So Mom 2.0 is just it is an event full of moms. I mean it really is. But it's full of moms. They have keynote speakers, but they also have a lot of breakout sessions for different, different things. Like for example, I actually spoke at the Mom 2.0 in April. On visibility and stuff. So you can learn different things while you're there. When I originally attended, I had attended the session about being a podcast guest. So yeah, it's they have these different breakout groups. There's a lot of content creators that attend and just a lot of entrepreneur business people.
Yeah, so is it mostly it's moms and business? Is that the theme? Okay. All right. As opposed
Absolutely.
to how to mom.
It is not how to mom.
Okay. All right. That was the question in my mind, like who's there? And
Yeah, no, it's
yeah.
not how to mom at all.
All right, because it's confusing a little bit. Because Mom 2.0, it's like revive. It could have. It's not confusing, but it easily could have been step into your next greatest, version of yourself as a mom, right? Like that could be what that
Absolutely.
means. So, and that's not your conference, but you were there, and that's where you had this revelation. All right, so you're in there. You're there. You're listening to podcasting. You're listening to somebody, and she invites you to her community. How does when they're sitting in the room listening to the presentation and she's selling you humanity, think about how you felt at that time and see if you remember what that awareness that you didn't have what she was offering felt like.
Well, and it's funny because she wasn't like selling her community or,
Okay.
inviting people. In the end, she did invite, everyone into, a master class, if you will, that invited us into the community. But really, she was talking about the value of being a podcast guest. She was talking about how, just having, because podcasts are, in the way that I talk to my clients about it, podcasts are really like the new Instagram. They are, everyone is listening. Everyone is, whoever's listening is probably like driving or
Yep.
cleaning or cooking or whatever they're doing, so you're having this intimate conversation with the two Amys
That's right, Amy and Amy.
and so, about building community. So I felt that conversation was really powerful, just and how important podcasts are becoming. So that's what the intrigue was for me, and which led me into her masterclass and then invited me into the community. And all of these women are in the community that I didn't realize I was craving. I had no idea that this was what I was craving. Other women that are entrepreneurs, solopreneurs
Yeah.
that, are on these islands all alone, we're all on our own island and we just like kind of came together as a group. I've made, great friends. I ended up joining the mastermind, which was, a smaller group of women that I be, that are lifelong friends. And if I need business advice or if I, just want to talk or vent or whatever it is, I know I can always call them and they'll be there for me and understand where I'm coming from as a solopreneur.
And so to put this in, there are two things that I think are spectacular about this, because I mentioned that I thought that I think the way that we find, form, and hold on to community may have changed over the past, like, say, decade, right? And the way you found this community is that you went to an in-person conference that where you did, and you were in a podcasting room and you found yourself invited to join what I'm thinking sounds like an online virtual mastermind. Yeah. Yeah. Versus in 1980 or 1990, right? You would have gotten maybe a postcard to join a group in person and met up in the basement of, a community center on like a Tuesday night, or, And it would have been, it would have been different. I think about the way I found groups then is very different than the way I do them. And I think that it's, I think actually we're going through sort of a another shift because people are now hybrid, like some things are virtual, some things are in person, most things are a mix. But I think that opening up to the way that we find things in different ways than we used to, it's really interesting. Okay, so and this was a community of people. You're aligned together because you're all people engaged in business, entrepreneurs and solopreneurs.
Absolutely. Yeah. And yeah, so I felt like I had more in common, than my mom friends.
Yep.
It's like two different groups, right? So I felt like they knew where I was coming from. They know what it's like to be that, entrepreneur and run your own business.
And so you have these groups and they exist at the same time. They're all happening at the same time. You still have your mom group, you still have your family group, you probably still have, older friend groups that you're still in contact with, but you introduce on purpose this group of people who support you in your work. And so what were some of the things that changed as a for you as a result of finding this community?
It's interesting because what changed the most for me was stepping out of my comfort zone and getting out of my own way. I feel like, so I know we've already talked about, I have a PR agency. So what I have done over the course of my PR career is, secured visibility for my clients. And I never thought about being visible myself,
Okay.
like putting myself out there as the expert. I'm really good at what I do, but I never felt like it was appropriate, or I never felt I felt like I, shouting at the rooftops on behalf of my clients was what I was hired and paid to do, which is so accurate. And I do that, absolutely. But giving me permission, like what Rebecca did in her community, is she gave me permission to step out of my comfort zone and give myself that visibility, which in turn, it's a whole formula, right? With PR, it's, you gain visibility to earn credibility, and
Yeah.
then that's where, profitability, and that's just across the board, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what changed the most for me.
And so you step in, it gives you permission, you feel permission to become more visible. How does that show up in other ways in your day-to-day life? How does community and permission to do these things, how does that show up in other ways?
I feel like just being more confident, in yourself. And I used to hide what I do. Like my
Okay.
mom friends don't know what I do. I don't know because what I do is very, it's fun, it's interesting. I work with people that, I never told people what I did.
Okay. How come?
because I felt like people would think I was being boastful. Because I, if I tell you my tagline, which I worked on in my mastermind and developed over, the course, but I'm a PR expert. I specialize in putting brands in front of celebrities featured on television and movies and in top-tier media. And saying that to a group of mom friends that are a stay-at-home mom, I'm not sure how that would land. And as a matter of fact, some of them actually, when I started telling people what I do, just, on my Instagram or, not like directly to them, like I said it to you, I definitely don't say that. But when they started finding out what I did and I started being more visible, they started pulling away from me.
Oh, really? And was that, I mean, do you think that that's one of the reasons you had muzzled yourself a little bit was you did not want to, you didn't want that to happen. You didn't want to be the risk of being in the spotlight in a social situation is the risk of being cast out, not being welcomed in.
Absolutely.
Okay. So that is really interesting. Well, I'm sorry to hear that that happened, obviously, because that's not, you know, we want, when we tell people who we are and we bring, you know, one part of our lives into another spot, we don't want to be cast out. We want to be welcomed with open arms, right?
Absolutely.
So, because all of us, every single human being is more than their job and more than their family and more than their identity as a parent or a spouse and all of those things. And so that is interesting. All right, so you build this, you decide to go after this community, you're part of this community that starts this podcasting, and you are open and stepping into visibility. You begin to share a little bit more publicly. You are telling your mom friends when it comes up. I mean, what we do in a job doesn't often come up in like a bake sale or when you're volunteering at school, to be fair, right? Like I've known, you know, I've got dozens of experiences where, you know, I knew people as parents and it's years before you have any idea what they do. And then
Absolutely.
you find out and you're like, oh my God, I had no idea, right? So you can keep it separately. But you've got these two things and the business community is helping you in your business. Is it also helping you in your personal sense or in any other ways that changed how you were doing things?
I do feel that it has changed the way that I, show up in
Okay.
rooms. And yeah, I feel like it's changed the way that I show up in rooms. And just, who I feel like when you're in this stage of juggling, work-life balance, right? And having children. I mean, I'm about ready to send my oldest off to college. I mean, on Sunday we move him in, and so we're
Big
feeling
change.
all the feels over here. And I know that there's, those friendships that I've made within the community that I can go to. So just being able to know who people that are not going to judge you, people that are going to be your cheerleaders. It is unfortunate that, some of the moms, pulled away from me, but that's okay, because if they pulled away, they weren't really in the friendship to be a friend of mine, right?
Yeah.
But these other women that, cheer me on and support every little, I don't know if you're familiar with Enneagram, but I'm an Enneagram 7. And so I like, oh, I can do this and I can do that. And, I'm on the gala, committee for my son's school that helps, donate or receive donations. So yeah, it really is helpful in all aspects of life. It just changes the way you show up.
I love that. And I think that applies, like the community you found is related to solopreneurs in business, but I think there are examples of this all across the board. Like you can find a collection of people in community that relates to a hobby that might give you that sense, or if you know, any other interest group, it's a place where, you know, you feel support and then it carries over into other things. All right. So,
I have one last thing to say on that real
yeah.
quick. Like, even when I had my babies, I joined a mom's club
Yes.
community. It was like, built-in play dates and, mom friends that are at the same stage of life that you're at. Your kids grow up being friends.
Yep.
It's so there are, like you just said, there are so many different communities that if you feel like you're alone and doing this all on your own, you're not. There are other people that are in the exact same space that you are, place that you're at, and there are groups out there that can help you.
Yeah, and I think it's really interesting. I don't know thinking back to when you had your first kid, the one who's about to go to college, how did you find that first mom's group?
It was a neighbor. It was a
Oh,
neighbor.
okay.
mine. And, you know, our kids were the same age, and, you know, we were in preschool. I was in medical sales when I had my oldest, and I was gone from 6 to 6, like literally from 6 to 6. And I like up and quit my job one day when he was like a baby baby. And I'm like, I just can't do this. I can't have a nanny raising my child. And so one of my neighbors introduced me to the Moms Club, and my kids are 6 years apart, same dad, but 6 years apart. And I went through Moms Club. It's like when Nathan was aging out of Moms Club.
You started
No,
back up.
it was aging in. Yep.
It's fantastic. And so, one of the things that I think is interesting about this is that you found community and you found support through community. But when you started, you were not aware that you were even missing it, that it was something that you were looking for. And so now we're talking about, like, if you feel alone, that and if you feel isolated, that there are groups out there that you can probably find that are like-minded and whatever you're looking for. What's interesting is that, let's talk a little bit about, because it's now looking back, you realize that you were feeling unsupported and alone, but you didn't realize it. This is a terrible question. But I'm asking it
Good way to
anyway.
set me up for
Well,
that.
but like it's like if you look back now and you realize that you were feeling alone, what were some of the things that were like going on that could have been signals? Like, so this is not really for you because you can't go back and change it for yourself, but for other people, what would have been signs that you're like, oh, I could use some community here. What I'm missing is community.
I'll answer this in two parts. So with the Moms Club, and when, you know, I was this, you know, halfway stay-at-home mom all of a sudden, I was doing everything by myself with my baby, you know, and I felt like, you know, there's got to be other people, you know, other moms that are in the same stage, right? And there were. And so, you know, I didn't realize I needed that or was craving that, but such a supportive group, right? And with my business, I just, you know, was going along and didn't even think that there was, I don't know why, I didn't think about it more, but didn't even think that there was a space out there of women that were in the same stage as me, like a group of women. You know, I mean, I paid a lot of money to be in this group of women, which I'm sure there's others that I've joined, you know, since then that are also networking groups and, you know, community. But I wish I would have found it sooner.
No, and so that's the feeling that people have when you find something you don't know you're missing. You want to go back and be like, oh, I wish I had found it sooner, and but you can't, right?
Absolutely.
Can't rewind and do that. Now, if you could go back, this is a continuation of this not perfect question, but I like answering it for a person who's in the position where you were in 2021-ish or at some point. If you could go back with all everything that you know now about the things that you've done and the groups you've joined and the experiences you had and the support, and you could have a conversation with that younger version of you, the one that was feeling alone but didn't realize it, the one that was isolated and burnt out but was maybe not aware, what advice would you give her?
There's a group out there that you'll connect with and that will be the biggest support system that you didn't know you needed, that you didn't realize that you were craving. So if you have the ability to look for these, you know, different groups, whether you are a stay-at-home mom, you know, look at your local like Facebook groups or your preschools, you know, they have those connections often. But there's a group out there. You don't have to do it alone.
No, that is very good. And I think that one of the important parts of your story is that you did not find this group at home sitting on the couch. You like had to go out and get it. One of the truths that I have learned is that very rarely are people going to show up at your front door You have to kind of get out there and be like, hey, are you my people? And I'm not going to say that that's easy to do all the time.
It's not, especially if you're feeling like burnt out, you know, you just, yeah, you, yeah. And sometimes people just don't know where to look. Facebook is a great
Yes.
place to
Yeah.
look.
And we also like when we're kids, so your son is about to go to college, like in high school and in middle school and in college, they group us all together. And they sort there's directors who like organize and they're like, here are the 50 clubs you can join, right? But as an adult, when you're 35 or 40 or 45 or 50 or insert whatever your age is, and you're like, where are the people? There's no cruise director who shows up and does this for you. You have to like do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's hard. Sometimes it's hard to get out of our own way.
I think so. I think sometimes it's a little bit confusing. And then I'll also honor that there are times where you'll like think you want to do something because you're shuffling something up and you're like, oh, I'm going to go try this. And you might get there and be like, you know what? I was wrong. These are not my people. Let's try again.
Right, if you're not feeling the group, there's a different one, you know. I mean, there, yeah, if don't stay in one that doesn't light you up, you know, and build you up.
Yeah, and I think that it's wonderful. A call out that I'll make from your story is that you were not looking for a group that is little copies of you. Like, so you started in a session about podcasting and that led you to a bigger group, but I'm going to guess that everybody in the group is not in PR.
No.
Yeah, so there's a lot of variety. So, yeah, so that's the I think that in 2025, I say this all the time, I think that the blessing is like you're saying, it's easy, it is possible to find everybody is out there and it is possible like it's never been before to find people that are like us. But I do think also that there's a little bit of a challenge because information is very tightly grouped and siloed, and sometimes there's that phase where you're like, I don't know what I'm looking for. Like, I don't have any words to describe the thing that I'm looking for. You know, it's like I need the thing that attaches to the thing that makes the thing, you know, and then that can be hard. What are you looking for? I don't know. How do you feel? I don't know. You know, I'd like to feel better. So I think that that's it. All right. So in a minute, we're going to do the final questions. You've mentioned that you have a company and a tagline and that you're in PR. I want to give you a chance to directly tell people exactly what you do and how people can follow up with you after the show.
Yeah, so the name of my company is Chatterbox PR and Marketing. I work with global brands. I work with, you know, pro I work with a lot of product-based brands, thought leaderships in helping them with what I call the PR formula, which is, I'll say it again, to build brand awareness, you have to gain visibility, to earn credibility, to achieve profitability. So if you put that formula together, then you'll get to where you want to go. So I help people, you know, where I do it for them. I also, you know, do PR consulting where I work with you one-to-one to build out a roadmap and teach you how to do PR. And I also have at your own pace PR course that you can take at. I teach you everything that you need to know. If you follow my formula that I teach you, you can be as successful as I am in PR.
Wow. All right. So you have a special offer for the listeners, the PR Formula Academy, the self-paced course. Is this what you were just talking about?
It is, yes,
Okay.
the self-paced course, yes.
Self-paced course. Value of the product is normally $397. It's a $200 coupon for the audience. There's a link for that $200 coupon in the show notes. And the best way, just wherever you're watching this, it'll be there. But the easiest way for everybody to get the links, I always say this, is to be a subscriber to the Imperfect Adulting email list, because then you don't have to hunt for a pencil or a pen and write down all the details with the letters and the numbers and the symbols. It just zaps right into your email box and you can click on it and redeem it. So that's my little plug for myself. That's a great, incredibly generous offer. I want to thank you very much for that, Amy. That's really, really nice. Are you ready for the final questions?
I am.
All right, they're missing. Hold
Let's
on. All right, now I'm ready. There we go. All right. What is an outdoor activity that you like to do?
An outdoor activity. Oh
In
my goodness.
115 degree weather. No, at any time of the year, you can.
Yeah. So I like to be in water, or air conditioning, when it comes to 115 for sure. I really enjoy like swimming, being in the pool. Yeah, I'm not a hiker, so you will not find me on the mountain. But yes,
All
swimming.
right. Swimming. I love it. Yeah, no, at 115 degrees. So I'm in Miami, Florida. It's not 115 degrees, but this is the season where we're inside. We go from air conditioning to air conditioning with small little gaps. But I can't even imagine 115, honestly. It's just like it's not even in my imagination bank. All right. So if the power goes out and you lose electricity and gasp, also Wi-Fi, what's something you might do to entertain yourself?
I would probably play a board game.
Ah, all right.
A board game or read, depending on if I have my kids or not.
Okay. All
Yeah.
right. So board games, love it, love it, love it. All right. So in 2025, today, when you have a question about something that you don't know or you want to find out, what is the first thing that you're likely to do to try and find an answer? Are you going to Google search? Are you going to ask a chat tool? Are you going to plunk the question to YouTube, post it on social media, text or call a friend? What's your first go-to to find an answer?
I would Google it.
All right,
Yeah.
there we go.
Google it,
That's it.
Mom.
Google it. Google it. All right, that's it. Amy Bartko, thank you so much for being a wonderful guest today on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been fun.
Thank you for listening today. I hope that you enjoy the show. And before I go, I want to encourage you to become a bigger part of the conversation. Obviously, subscribe wherever you're listening to the show. Listen to more episodes. That'd be great. Obvi again, please write a review and tell your friends about the show. That truly is a great help for getting the show in front of new people. Okay, but more fun for you yourself, head over to imperfectadulting.com and join the email community. You'll get some free stuff right away, and that way you'll begin to get the emails about the podcast. This includes the links for the special offers from the guests, and it's the only way to get that. Also, if you aren't in the mood to listen, I actually include an article directly in those emails. Whee! Now, if you love this and you crave more time with me, Amy, as a coach, a mentor, or just adult to your adult, numero uno, check out The Village. If you have a story you want to share with the listeners, I'd love to hear from you. I have an open application. Just let me know you want it. And that's a wrap for today. Until next time, remember, the journey is the destination. Ralph Waldo Emerson said that, not me. Well, until just now, I did just say it. But what I want you to hear today is that if your adulting journey isn't going the way you expected, that may not mean that you're lost. It may just mean that you're on your way. This is Amy Stone, signing off. The Imperfect Adulting Podcast is created and produced by Amy Stone and Amy Says So. Anything expressed on this show is offered as entertainment, and the views of the guests may not always represent the ideas and viewpoints of the host. That's me. Amy does not intend or hold herself out to provide professional advice or recommendations of any kind. In the end, you and you alone need to make those kinds of decisions based on your personal and individual situation, needs, circumstances, and comfort level.